Father, we confess that we are sinners, that we are guilty, that we have not loved you as we should, we have not worshipped you as we should. We have been drawn aside by this world and its distractions, its diversions, its trinkets, its gadgets, and everything that this world so easily affords to us. But we pray that we might be caught up with desire to know the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that we would live for him, that we would consider walking with Jesus our very life. And Father, we pray that whether we live or die, we would recognize that we belong to Jesus if we have faith in him, if we have found salvation through faith in him and in his death alone. So that we ask and pray, Father, that today we might be found to be rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ, remembering his death and his blood shed for the forgiveness of our sins and his body broken on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for the forgiveness of our sins, and we pray that you bless this reading of your word now and make it profitable to us in our hearts and minds and lives. This we ask and pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast desiring to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Makareth. This is the devotion for April the 15th. The Lord thy God is a jealous God. Leviticus 10 verses 1 to 11. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put their incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. Spurgeon says, these young men were self-willed, and perhaps also excited by strong drink, and therefore daringly violated the Lord's commands in his own immediate presence. They followed their own wills as to time, place, and manner of offering the incense, no doubt considering these to be small matters. But indeed nothing is small in the service of God. He will be worshipped in his own way and not in ours. There is more sin than they suppose in altering the ordinances as some do in our day. Moreover, there is one fire in the church, namely the Holy Spirit, and one incense, namely the merit of Jesus. And it is a daring impiety to seek other excitement or offer any other righteousness to God. As a note, I should say that in Spurgeon's day, there was a move in the Church of England to return to the Church of Rome, and they were bringing in Roman practices, all kinds of things which are additions to what the Scripture says about worship and which speak of salvation by works. And this is still going on today, and there are many who have turned aside to this and other unprofitable things. I return to this reading. Leviticus 10, verses 1 to 11, verse 2. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Spurgeon says, the devouring flame flashed right across the mercy seat and slew them. Think of that. And remember that they were ministers' sons and ministers themselves. Even our God is a consuming fire. They died while offering a vain will worship, and it is to be feared that thousands will perish in like manner. Let us be careful and prayerful and walk jealously before the jealous God, seeking even to worship him as his own word directs. Verse 3. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. Spurgeon comments, even as all godly parents must when they see their graceless children perish before the Lord, God is most strict with those nearest to him. Let such be very jealous over themselves. Verse 4. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. Spurgeon says, thus all saw them and were warned. Sad indeed that these who should have taught holiness by their lives could only teach it by becoming warnings of divine wrath in their deaths. Verse 6. And Moses said unto Aaron and unto Eleazar and unto Ithamar his sons, uncover not your heads, neither rend ye your clothes, lest ye die, and lest wrath come upon all the people, but let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord hath kindled. and ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of congregation, lest ye die. For the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. Spurgeon says, their nearest friends were called upon to approve the divine justice. Others might mourn the sin and doom of the offenders, but their brethren were bidden to make no sign of mourning. Verse 8, and the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute for ever throughout your generations, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord hath spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. Spurgeon says, probably because Nadab and Abihu had been drinking, all priests were for the future forbidden to drink wine at times of service. It is a foul sin when the Christian minister seeks to stimulate his eloquence by wine. It is offering strange fire before the Lord and will surely be visited upon him. He who serves God must be calm, sober, and not excited with any fleshly passion. Oh, for a baptism of the Holy Ghost to free the Lord's ministers from every false excitement and make them wait upon the Lord in quiet holiness. Holy and reverend is the name of our eternal God. Thrice holy, Lord, the angels cry. Thrice holy, let us sing. With sacred awe pronounce his name, whom words nor thoughts can reach. A contrite heart shall please him more than noblest forms of speech. Thou, holy God, preserve my soul from all pollution free. The pure in heart are thy delight, and they thy face shall see. Amen.